Good morning. First, a little bit of background. The Preservation Society of Newport County wants to build a visitor center at the Breakers to serve food, give information about all of the historic Newport mansions visitors can see, and provide other facilities like restrooms and seating. But a neighborhood group has led the charge to stop this building.
That's right. They're the Bellevue Ochre Point Neighborhood Association, and their concern is that a visitor center would detract from the look and feel of this historic mansion, increase traffic in the area, and lead to more museums trying to open restaurants in Newport. They've gotten support from some big names, including members of the Vanderbilt family, descendants of Cornelius Vanderbilt II, who built the mansion during the Gilded Age. But here's the thing. The question at the heart of all of this, whether a new building for a visitor center should be built on the grounds of a historic mansion, isn't really a question before the court.
Okay, so what are the issues the court is considering here?
Well, there are several. One is whether a local zoning board was right to approve the visitor center. The opponents say the zoning board allowed improper land use when it okayed the proposal because it would allow the Preservation Society to sell food on the property. A Superior Court judge declined to rule on this question, partly because he said the lawsuit was filed before a proposed plan was even presented to the zoning board.
So did the justices ask any questions here or give any indication about whether they're inclined to side with the Preservation Society or with the opponents of this visitor center?
Yes. There were some questions asked during this part of the hearing, and Justice Maureen McKenna Goldberg pointed out that the Preservation Society has already received a kind of exemption from Newport's land use rules and is already serving sandwiches at the Breakers. So she at least seemed somewhat skeptical of the argument. Justice Goldberg also faulted the opponents of the Welcome Center for filing a lawsuit before the zoning board could even make a determination. For opponents, their big concern is that if the Breakers start serving food, then that could lead to all Newport museums serving food, and they don't want to see that in a neighborhood with mainly large single-family residences on big lots.
Ximena Conde, you mentioned that there are some other legal issues involving the Preservation Society of Newport County and the mansions they operate as museums. What else is the state Supreme Court considering?
One of the cases involves the Newport City Council and permit applications to serve food at two other mansions, the Elms and Marble House. The Preservation Society argued this is a decision for the zoning board. The city council's attorney said these mansions are in residential areas that are not supposed to have restaurants.
So when should we expect a ruling here from the state Supreme Court?
The justices said they would have a decision on both of these cases in roughly 90 days.
Well, Ximena Conde, thanks for filling us in on the oral arguments at the Rhode Island Supreme Court in the contentious battle over a visitor center proposed for the Breakers Mansion in Newport.
Anytime. Thank you.